Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about this one. I do mean this one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, real quick, before I bring on our next guest, I got to remind you guys, one of our newest advertisers is Inspire Advisors. Now, this is cool, y'all. Listen, I know this audience, you guys are a bunch of Right Side ruffians out there, the kind of people that stand up for what you believe in, right? And a bunch of you are doing what you can to set aside for your retirement or save something on the side, invest in things. You may be shocked to find out, though, that sometimes your investments go to things that you do not believe in, like are really contrary to what you stand for. You might find out your investments are going to companies that support abortion or, you know, human trafficking or pornography or whatever. Listen, you need to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. They are experts at what is known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. It's a real thing. BRI. They can sit there and look at your portfolio. In fact, they'll do it. They'll meet with you for free and sit down with you personally and look at your portfolio and go, wow, here's this you might want to know, and here's some alternatives that are biblically aligned you might want to know about. Look, this is the real deal. If you want to know more about how to meet with the folks at Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer and his team, just go to their website. For one, you can go to www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or just for that matter, go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio Sponsors tab. Go to their logo. It takes you straight to their website. So anyway, yeah, Inspire Advisors. I mean, this is like conservative, it's godly, it's balanced, it's financial freedom is what I like to say. Check them out, Inspire Advisors. All right, listen, you guys have heard JP on the radio. JP is not only working with the Dale Jackson Show in the morning, he has not only guest hosted this show on at least two occasions, he now has his own morning show on Saturdays, Sports Talk, called Off the Bench, from 9 to 11 on 103.9 The Ump. If you're a sports guy, don't go watching SportsCenter on Saturday morning. Tune in to JP Off the Bench on 103.9 on Saturdays. In the meantime, I've got him on the phone right now. So, JP, how are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, you Right Side ruffians? Glad to be on.
Well, you're a Right Side ruffian yourself. You got the shirt to prove it.
Fellow Right Side ruffian.
That's right. Hey, listen, man, congratulations on getting your own Saturday show. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Going great so far. I really enjoyed last show. And week one starting up next week, a lot more games to go into. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, which, you know, by the way, this weekend I had games on. You know, we had family in town and stuff. And I looked up and I thought, people are playing this weekend? I mean, like, totally caught me off guard. and my son says, it's week zero. And I thought, there's a week zero?
But yeah, I know. Over in Ireland.
Well, you know, and of course we have Florida State, Georgia Tech to talk about. But give me your rundown. Tell me what you saw. Tell me what you expect. I mean, wow us with your sports prowess right now.
Well, obviously one of the big talking points is the new SEC this season with Texas and Oklahoma joining. And, you know, at first I was pretty skeptical. I didn't know how much I liked it. But it's kind of growing on me a little bit, especially with all the other conferences growing. But I hate to say it. I do kind of expect Texas to win the SEC this year just because I don't know how they got away with it, but their schedule is a cakewalk. I mean, it is embarrassingly easy. If they're not able to come out with one loss out of this year, I mean, their hardest game is going to Michigan. They got Georgia at home, so I think they'll probably win the SEC. They'll probably get a Texas-Georgia SEC championship with that Texas on top.
All right, every Auburn and Alabama fan is now reeling because you just said that Texas is
coming
in strong this year is what you're saying. Okay. All right, what else you got?
Well, obviously, another big talking point, Alabama's first season without Nick Saban.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a lot of Bama haters are probably expecting a big drop-off with Alabama. I'm not expecting a big drop-off. I'm expecting this Bama team to go at least 10-2. He's got some tough games. DeBoer has some tough games on his schedule. He's got to go to Wisconsin. He has to go to Baton Rouge. Obviously, he's got Georgia at home. I think he'll probably drop one of those games, but I expect a 10-2 season because Jalen Milroe, his best ball is his deep ball, and that is all of Kalen DeBoer's offense. So if he's able to build that offense around Jalen Milroe with guys like Ryan Williams, who's a freshman coming in, who is a stud. He's going to be a stud receiver. He really should be a senior in high school, but he reclassified. He was one of the best receivers out of Alabama. I expect him to be one of Jalen Milroe's best weapons. So if DeBoer is able to build this offense around Jalen Milroe's deep ball, I expect a really good season from Alabama this year.
So you're going to go ahead and give DeBoer a 10-2 on his first, like his walk in the door, 10-2. Is that now? How much of the recruiting class is even his? I mean, does he have a recruiting class of his own yet?
Well, he had to do, first of all, re-recruit all of the guys who entered the portal.
That's true.
And he brought in a good amount of guys, like I said, Ryan Williams, a kid named Jalen Bakwe, who is a cornerback out of Southern Alabama. So he had to re-recruit the guys coming in that were already there, and then he also picked up some big recruits out of high school. So, yeah, he did a really good job.
Okay. All right. Well, you have your own list of things you want to cover, but now I'm dying to know whether Hugh Freeze has got anything going on at Auburn, in your opinion.
Well, I think Hugh Freeze, he answered a lot of questions, mainly the receiver position, because, you know, I talked about Ryan Williams for Alabama, Cam Coleman, who him and Ryan Williams were really 1A and 1B coming out of high school as receivers. Cam Coleman's going to be a real problem for other SEC opponents. The main question for Auburn is Peyton Thorne, the quarterback, which if he can just not turn the ball over, be a game manager, get the ball to your studs like Perry Thompson and Cam Coleman, I expect an 8-4 or 9-3 season out of Auburn this year, which is a big improvement from last year. So I think Hugh Freeze will have a better team this year.
Okay. And so basically your advice is, hey, quarterback, don't turn the ball over. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've heard that before. But
be a game man. They don't need him to be a stud. They don't need him to do anything special. Just get the ball to your stud receivers and then let them do the work.
All right. What else? Hang on. Butters,
I was just
going to
say, if you don't score more points than the other team, you're going to lose the game.
I heard that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But no.
Jalen Milroe's got a lot more on his plate, having to do more things than, you know, somebody like a Peyton Thorne. Peyton Thorne just needs to do the bare minimum, truthfully, because he's got those studs around him to do that.
Okay. All right. What else you got? I mean, I'm dying to hear your thoughts, too, on, like, just – the new and improved, so to speak, and I'm not sure I could say that really with a straight face, but the SEC is not the old SEC of old.
Yeah, you know, I do not like the conference realignment as a whole. I don't like the Big Ten becoming the Big 20. It doesn't really make much sense to have, you know, teams like USC and UCLA and the Big Ten. But I think for the SEC it works because, you know, you got Texas and Oklahoma in the South area, and it's not too much of a culture shock for them. But, no, I do not like what's going on. You know, the Pac-12 becoming the Pac-2. Like I said, the Big Ten becoming the Big 20. I don't think it's good for college football, but who knows? This will be the first season seeing it, so I may be completely wrong, and it may be awesome, but I'm not a big fan of it as of now.
Well, it also feels like geography is out the door. I mean,
exactly.
You're not geographically aligned. You're not truly, like, always following sort of your state boundaries to find your heads-up competition. When you got people like, was it Oregon going all the way to Pennsylvania for a game or something? I mean, you got people flying across the country for these games. I don't know when these kids are going to school. Let's put it that way.
you got them playing in Ireland, too. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. In fact, that was this past weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yep.
Well, how'd that go? Did we get any, like, you know, any craziness going on in the parking lot, or did it work out all right?
Well, it was the second year of them doing it. They probably had it down to a T. But I tell you this, you know, Pat McAfee, one of the ESPN guys, he did his show out of an Irish bar the day before, and he had a little bit too much fun and was a little bit overserved on his show. So they probably will. They'll probably try to keep him under wraps next time. But other than that, I think it went really well.
Pat McAfee was overserved. Okay.
Yeah, he was.
All right. What else you see in sports world? It ain't all football. You got anything else on your list?
Well, if we're going to step into baseball world, you know, I'm a Braves fan here. And the Braves have struggled mightily this year with injuries. Mm. And it looks like their five-year streak of winning the National League East may be over, but they're on a 9 out of 12 games they've won recently, so they're trying to pick up some steam here a little bit and try to catch the Phillies. I'm not sure if they'll do it, but if they're able to catch a playoff spot in the wild card and get hot, they got guys in the lineup to get hot and potentially be a threat, so that's something to keep an eye on for. But if you're a Braves fan, I wouldn't expect them to win the NL East this year.
Well, that's going to be a tough nut for Braves fans to hear. That's almost like Alabama fans hearing that it's only going to be 10-2 and not a 12-0 season. But in fact, I will say this: John from Huntsville, who I know is one of your followers on the Saturday morning too, he just texted in. John Paul did and says, "Are you sticking to that 10-2? Because I'm thinking 7 wins all they're getting." Now he's an Auburn fan too. I will
go ahead
and say. He said
that on Saturday too. You know, he said it's because they don't have Nick Saban to work the rest. So there you go.
All right, keep it going. What else you got?
Well, you know, there's a big game coming up this weekend. Georgia is playing Clemson. It's going to be in the Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta, which is the Falcon Stadium, which, you know, you can call it neutral site all you want, but it really is just another home game for Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not ready to pull the trigger and say Clemson's going to win, but I'm ready to put Georgia on upset alert because this Clemson team may surprise some people. I know they're ranked 8th, I believe. Dabo's gotten a lot of heat for not using the transfer portal, and rightfully so, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have a good team. He's got Clay Kubiak, the quarterback, who's coming in for a second year. They got some stud receivers out of high school that they recruited in. So, you know, Georgia, they may be overlooking this Clemson team a little bit. So, you know, I'm not so ready. I know John Paul on Saturday said he thinks Clemson's going to win by double digits. I'm not ready to say that yet, but I'm ready to put them on upset alert. It's going to be a close game, so it's something to keep an eye on for.
All right. So the bookies are now listening to JP. Okay, so I'm gonna throw you a wild card question. I'm just going out of the blue here, see what you got. Neon Deion Sanders at Colorado. Is he gonna have a winning season this year? Is he gonna be out for too much longer? What do you think?
I wouldn't expect Colorado to have too much of a better season this year. They just don't have the guys on the offensive line to protect Shedeur Sanders. Now they got Travis Hunter as well, who, you know, they got these singular studs, but they don't have the supporting cast around them to really do anything. I wouldn't be surprised if Deion was out after this year. Just because, you know, his son Shedeur will be going to the NFL. I believe Shiloh will be too, potentially. So, you know, it kind of seems like he's trying to give Shedeur a platform to do well in the draft. I mean, that's just me personally, because he hasn't recruited a good enough staff around them to really do anything and be a good winning team. So I wouldn't expect much out of Colorado this year. As much as I would like for them to be good, I just don't see it happening with who they got around Shedeur.
I would like for all the ruffians out there to know that I just threw you that wild card question. You did not know that was coming. You not only handled it, you manhandled it with names and stats. That's all right, so I'm impressed. All right, well, wrap us up, brother. What else? By the way, I want to hear if you got any thoughts on Iron Bowl, because I still care. So tell me about what you think of that.
Well, you know, if DeBoer was having to go into Jordan-Hare his first year, I would be a bit worried. But, you know, Bryant Denny's a hard place to come into. Although Hugh Freeze has beaten Alabama and Bryant Denny at Ole Miss in the past.
Yes.
It will be a close game. You know, it's tough to tell right now, depending on how Auburn's going to do to start the year. But I got Bama winning that one, just it being at Bryant Denny. But, like I said, if it was flipped and it was a Jordan-Hare, I would – as a Bama fan, I would be a bit worried, but I think Bryant Denny is going to give DeBoer the bump on that one.
All right. Well, you know I'm an Auburn fan, have been just for quite some time all my life, so I'm going to be looking for you to be wrong on that. I'm looking for you to be wrong. Well, JP, man, you do know your stuff, but what I like too is how you deliver it. But your new show is called Off the Bench from 9 to 11
yes,
on
sir.
103.9 on Saturday mornings, The Ump. Man, that's awesome. Good luck to you.
Appreciate that. Yeah, we'll be having special guests on to help pick. And I tried to get Dale on this week, but he big-timed me. I don't think he's going to be able to come on. So we're currently looking for somebody else.
All right. Well, good luck to you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Appreciate that. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, you too. I wanted to break it up today. And I heard that JP had started his new gig, and I thought, you know what? It's a serious day. There's serious business. We got to talk. And this, every once in a while, you just got to stop and go, dang. Let's watch a game. Let's talk about sports. So, yes, absolutely.
So, one thing, I'm not a big sports guy, but
yeah.
So are we getting any sort of like college level breakdancing teams put together? Is that something coming out of the Olympics?
I heard the Australian ray gun is going to go ahead and defect, come to the United States and put her A game out there for the breakdancing competition.
All right, I can get behind that.
Okay, that's big doings. Have you seen that, by the way? Have you seen the video of her?
I've watched a few seconds, enough to know that I really don't want to watch more.
I personally can't do half the moves she did, but if I could do them better. Did that make sense? Anyway, All right, Butterman, take me to a break. Let's do the break right now. We will take it, and we'll come right back. Y'all text or call if you want to, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.